10th graders, I kind of wrote a homily a little bit for you today, okay? And I want to talk to you about something very important, and I want you to realize this. Here it is. You matter. You matter. When we come to this church, I want us to realize this. You matter. So let's get to that today. You know, sometimes we can do some pretty strange things. I heard an adult one time, everyone, walking down a sidewalk, comes to a jewelry store, looks in the window, and all of a sudden sees there in the display, everyone, through the window, diamonds and jewels. You know what they do? Middle of broad daylight, people walking by. Takes a fist, knocks a hole through the glass, grabs a bunch of jewels and diamonds and runs off. Doesn't get very far. They catch him. And they basically ask him this, why did you do what you did? Broad daylight? People all around? This is what he said. When I saw the diamonds, I forgot about the people. In the gospel, everyone, before Zacchaeus' story today, we hear about a blind man, everyone. He hears a ruckus, and all of a sudden he wonders what's going on. And all of a sudden it gets louder and louder. And so he asks, who's coming? And they say, it's Jesus. So what does he yell out? Jesus, Jesus. And he yells it out so loud that people tell him, be quiet. But he yells out all the more, everyone, Jesus, Jesus, have pity on me. Today we hear the story of Zacchaeus, the famous tax collector, everyone. And notice this, everyone. He's not just a tax collector, everyone. He's the chief tax collector, and he's wealthy. And what does he do? Because he's short of stature, everyone. He can't see through the crowd. He decides to climb a tree. Every one of them could have said no. The man saw the jewels, everyone. He could have simply realized that he was tempted and walked away. The blind man didn't have to yell out, Jesus, Jesus. As a matter of fact, when people told him to be quiet, I wonder how many of us would have silenced ourselves. As far as Zacchaeus goes, he had everything. He didn't need to climb a tree. But everyone, here's the question. What really is the draw of Jesus Christ? The blind man. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus, Jesus. He stops, calls a man forward. What do you want me to do for you? And he says this. Jesus, I want to see. How important it is to see. Everyone, I'm going to talk a little bit more about my sister today, everyone. The one who had many complications from birth, everyone. But one of the things I'll share with you is she's rather short of stature. She's only about 5'1". Very short of stature. And so whenever she drives, everyone, it's quite a comical scene to watch. She gets in my pickup, everyone, and what does she do? She takes a seat and she, all the way forward. Not only does she move the seat all the way forward, everyone, she lifts it way up. And then all of a sudden, the mirrors, everyone, they got to get all adjusted. And then to add injury to all of that, everyone, whatever you want to call it, she turns on the seat warmers. Okay? But why does she do all of this, everyone? Well, you know the answer. Why does she do it? Because she wants to what? She wants to see. Now, okay, let's reverse it. Pretend I get into her car. My goodness gracious, people. Talk about a work of effort. Okay, first you got to get in there. Remember now, her seats are way up, way high. So basically when you get in there, everyone, your knees, you're pinched in there. Your knees are way up against the front. The mirrors are way off. They're not even close. You look like a pretzel in there, everyone. Okay, but you realize again, she does what she can so that she can what again, everyone? She can what? She wants to see, okay? And we understand that. Okay, so the blind man wants to see. Zacchaeus adds another piece to it. He too, everyone, wants to see. But remember, he has the ability to see. He has sight. He's not blind, everyone. He can see. So we have to ask ourselves, okay, the blind man's draw is to see Jesus. What is it about Zacchaeus and Jesus? What is it that he really wants to see? Something to throw out at you. Last week we heard about two men in a temple. Remember that? They pray. And one guy basically remembers says this, God, I'm so glad I'm not like any of these people in this church. I'm so glad, people, I'm not you. I'm just glad I'm not. Why? Because I'm not greedy. Okay? I'm not this. I'm not that. Pay my tithes. Pay my taxes. I. You hear all that? Here's the other one. Man comes in, bows his head, kneels down, and basically beats his breast and says, I am a sinner. I'm a sinner. Okay? Now, here's a question for you. Do you remember the man who bowed his head, beat his breast, and said, I'm a sinner? Do you remember what his occupation was? Here it is. He was a tax collector. Now, wouldn't it be something, everyone, if, it's a stretch, but if that tax collector was Zacchaeus himself? If it was Zacchaeus. Comes into the temple, bows his head, and says, Lord, you know something? I'm a mess. I'm a mess. Be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know something? It makes sense on everyone. He left that temple, everyone, he felt right. Would make sense then that the man would want to climb a tree to do what? To be able to see, so that he could see who the man who made him whole, the man who made him feel right, forgiven. That's the draw of Jesus. He shuns no one. No one. Let me go back to my sister, everyone, just a little bit again, especially to you youth today, you 10th graders. I want to emphasize this again. My sister was born, everyone. She was born with kidney complications, only 10% function in one, no function in the other. So she had to wear a colostomy bag, everyone, from an early age. And it's just basically a bag that was collected, you know, that was sealed to the side. They used kind of a glue. It was kind of a cement, but it was sealed, okay? And that's where it collected the urine. Of course, it would leak once in a while, so some of the kids thought they'd be funny. You know, they came up with all these nicknames, but it was really hurtful. Those were really tough years for my sister, everyone. I'll just be honest with you. They weren't the most joyous days. But along with that, everyone, I'm convinced that her short stature had something to do with her medical condition. But here's the other thing. My sister, everyone, struggles also with this. The ability to hear. Since I remember everyone, she's always had hearing aids. And you know the complication, everyone, with hearing is this. You're scared about whether someone, you're going to hear what someone says. Are you going to get what they're saying? Do you understand what they're saying? You know, do you get it or not? And basically, everyone, my sister's life to this day covets around the following. Cats, okay? She likes to go to banquets with Dad because Dad is near. She helps my brother chop in the fall. You know, she's in a tractor by herself. Those are the three biggest things, okay? Now, when I talk about cats, I always chuckle this. I shared this with the people at Fairmont. At one time, this was the truth, 42 cats, 42. Now, they whittled down through time, everyone. Thank goodness, okay? But 42. But notice everything is so much by herself, alone. Sometimes you get frustrated and you want to kind of tell her, why don't you go out and do something? But then you're kind of stopped in your track and you realize, I don't know what it's like not to hear. You know, the thing about hearing is this, everyone. There are pitches and sounds, aren't there? We hear different things. And our ears naturally have the ability to discern pitches and sounds. Hearing aids don't. Everything comes at one volume, one sound. It can discern. That's not the purpose of it. It's helping you to hear. So everything, everyone, just gets amped up that much more. It's hard to hear. You know, it's hard to hear. Crowds are awful with people with hearing aids. They're terrible. They're just all noise is all it is. We can discern, everyone, distance, those who are here. We can focus on that, those of us who care. Hearing aids can't. It all just comes in at one thing. Okay, and so lives a life alone. So you're someone short stature, someone laughed at in school, everyone, and also someone who wears hearing aids. If there's ever anybody who could have got mad at God, it was my sister. But she never did. She faithfully goes to church. And I'm going to tell you the truth. When we were growing up, everyone, we went to St. Casimir's in Wells. We always sat halfway down south side of the church. That's where we sat. Always. With time, we moved closer to the front so that my sister could see. But here's the other thing. We decided to move closer to the front because more and more with time, she also said, I can't. And the speakers were closer to the front. So we gladly moved to the front so that she could see and so that she could hear. And you know what she heard in that church and what she saw in that church is this. You know something? You matter. You matter. That's Bartimaeus. Or that's the story, everyone, of the blind man. Here's a man, didn't even know Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He takes time, pulls him aside. What do you want? You matter. That's Zacchaeus. Here's a cheat, a thief, everything, you name it, everyone. And what does Jesus say? Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to eat with you tonight. You matter. Okay, 10th graders, I just want to emphasize this. I share this story with my sister with you. Watch what you say. Don't make fun. There's a lot of pain in making fun. Okay? Golden rule. Do to others what you want done to you. But above all, remember this too. You matter. We all do. It's the beauty of coming into this church, everyone, every single Sunday, just to hear two words. You matter. Jesus says, I care. Let's be appreciative of that today, everyone. So let's think about that, how much we really do matter. And let's take a moment and offer our prayers today.